Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight it's a wrap Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And this evening we have a special guest, one of our regular co-hosts as well as guest here on Blog Talk Radio with your girl truly with Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Reverend Frederick Shaw of CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. How are you doing, Reverend Frederick? How are you doing?
I am doing fine, and thank you for having me on your show. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to do so, and I thank you for all of your efforts.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you. Well, we are going to dive right into it. As you all know, every Wednesday, we talk about what we're wrapping up and the reason why we're wrapping it up. And this has to do with mental health care abuse and mental health care awareness. Mental health care awareness was last month. We celebrated all month with what we can do. But we at CCHR are mental health care watchdogs. So what we're going to do is get into what's been going on the scene with CCHR and the CCHR Task Force for Modern Day Racism and Eugenics team, the task force with Reverend Frederick Shaw. Can you tell us what's been going on, any updates that you've been doing to further the cause?
Well, recently I just got back. In fact, recently being just 2 days ago, I got back from Minnesota. I was in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and there's been a lot of activity and so forth. And I was explaining to them what is behind some of these police shootings and what they need to look for in their community, and explain what is going on in the field of psychiatry and how that has not been beneficial to African Americans in this country from the days of Dr. Benjamin Rush up to the current situation with Dr. Grossman, who was a professor of psychology at West Point, who teaches the killology concept that is the medical model that has served in some of these shootings. We've been able to link some, and so we're investigating others, and it's really a shame that you would have a field that would actually go out and promote to law enforcement that you should be able to kill without hesitation, reservation, and without guilt.
Okay. Well, give our audience, if you all hadn't tuned in, can you give our audience a little bit about your background and who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm the Director of Public Affairs and the International Spokesperson for the Citizen Commission on Human Rights. I'm the founder of the CCHR Task Force. It's an international task force that is against racism and modern-day eugenics. I'm also the president of the Inglewood South Bay branch of the NAACP and the Western Regional Director over Mental Health and Justice for the National Action Network. So I have a litany of hats, and that's just some of the organizations that I'm involved in. There's clergy organizations and others. In fact, I speak tomorrow at one of the clergy events. So, I'm very active in the community, but my passion is exposing what is going on to children and women and and society and how mental health has basically been the force behind it, creating mental illness to further their financial means. And there's a lot of data on that. So that's what I mainly do.
Yes, we are definitely honored to have you here and respect the work that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on? I remember you just said something about killology. What's going on with what we have concerning racism, police officers, and being in your position as that spokesperson for CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, as a mental health care watchdog? What is the contrast of what's going on with the community in law enforcement and with the psychiatric community? What's going on right now? What do people need to really adhere to and know?
Well, I think one of the things that we have to know is that if we were in a shooting competition and we were shooting at the wrong target, we could never win that competition. Yes, law enforcement is behind a lot of these shootings, and I am not denying that there are some bad people that are in law enforcement. However, having been a law enforcement officer myself, I can tell you without a doubt that 85% or better of all the law enforcement officers would run into a burning building or a car that's on fire to save the life of a person of any color. So what are we looking at? What we're looking at is the fact that when you have a concept like killology, and Dr. David Grossman has the nation for 20 years, we have linked at least one killing to this training, and possibly George Floyd might have even been part of this train. Killing might have been by the officer who killed him, who actually may have done that training, and we're actually investigating that now, and we're seeing other links to this where law enforcement officers were trained. Now, this is the thing that I have to tell the community, and I'm not defending law enforcement because I'm from the streets also, and I know the harassment and things that African-Americans suffer at the hand of law enforcement. But if you train an officer to do something and then he does it, well, who is the blame? Is it the department or the officer? The reason you train him is so that he used the techniques that he is taught in order to survive. So if they're teaching military-type tactics to be used on citizens, then we got a real issue, and that's what Dr. Grossman and others were teaching to law enforcement, and we see the result in the streets and the dead bodies of people who should not have been killed.
Right. From what I understand, he was Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman, and he was he's retired from the U.S. Army, and he was a U.S. Army Ranger and paratrooper. And from what I understand, and he was a former West Point psychology professor. From what I understand, he's been in martial arts. He does firearm training, and he's even in the Hall of Fame for martial arts and the U.S. Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So he's definitely qualified to teach something like that, but the negative effects of what you're saying is brutal.
Yes, I think that he's got the perfect tactics if you're training people in the military. I don't think we should have that type of training to deal with citizens, because what he did was create fear in these officers that death was imminent, that it could happen any moment. And that is not the case, and I know that from being a law enforcement officer. The job is dangerous, but, you know, most of the time, people will cooperate. Citizens love to see you coming, and especially little kids. They like to see you coming. Then later on, though, we start seeing this other interaction when they're dealing with crime. And if you're telling them to escalate through this military-type training instead of de-escalating, when I was in law enforcement, they taught us verbal judo and things like that. The whole concept was de-escalation. Then he came with this type of escalation military type thing that is leading to the deaths of people.
Right. And as a former West Point psychology professor and professor of military science, this is deathly to the Black community. And to give them another excuse to abuse the mental health care system, it's just sickening. It's just simply sickening. So we, again, thank you for the work that you're doing and the fact that the task force is even there and out there in 4CCHR with all the work they've been doing for so long. So people need to know to get in contact with you. And if you're listening under sound of my voice right now, feel free to call in people at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And give us your opinion. Give us your thoughts and what you're feeling. If you have stories to share, if you have a loved one that you'd like to talk about concerning this during this pivotal time. And maybe your story can be on screen. Remember, we're also on all forms of social media, so like, follow, and share. So also, Reverend Frederick, I'd like to hear about any other upcoming events that you have, any other projects where people will be able to get in contact with you.
Well, people can – well, let me give the information. People can contact me personally, especially if they want to be part of the task force or get involved with CCHR at fshawjr@yahoo.com, fshawjr@yahoo.com. If you want to know more about the work that I do and efforts that we're putting out there, then look up cchrtaskforce.org. That's cchrtaskforce.org. That tells you why I started the task force and what we're doing in the task force. And you'll see the articles and things like that that we have put out and replied to, and the apology from the American Psychological Association, which we deny. And then if you just want a wealth of information, then contact cchrinc.org. cchrinc.org, there's a database there. If you or a loved one is on psychiatric drugs, you can put that drug into the database, and it will tell you the side effects and so forth and give you information about that. There's a Fight for Kids campaign there. People can make donations to the organization. And I just am so appreciative of the effort and the voice that you allow us to have on this show, and it shows the true hero you are.
Thank you. And we are also excited to hear that you're also going to be putting out your own podcast for the CCHR Task Force and magazine. So we will definitely follow you concerning that and support you. Remember, people, go to CCHRINT as well as the site for the Task Force, because you'll be able to listen to Reverend Frederick Shaw on air on his podcast, as well as become a sponsor and sponsor this nonprofit organization in the fight against modern-day eugenics and racism, as well as CCHR for being that mental health care watchdog. So we are so thankful for everything that you do and everything literally that you're about to do.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. It is truly a pleasure. And it is very needed for our community to become aware, and you're serving as that beacon of light to make sure that they can see what is actually in front of them.
Oh, yes. I am following the footsteps of you all, and hopefully we are working to make a mark. So thank you for tuning in, everyone, to It's a Wrap Wednesday and our special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw of CCHR International and the Task Force of Racism Against Racism and Modern Day Eugenics right here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios in association with Blog Talk Radio and the CMS Network. So until next time, people, we want you to do what? And that is simply be great.